The weekend edition of the Purple Project podcast continues. Eddie Greer here with you guys, here talking K-State athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University. This is going to focus on the track team. That was, I mentioned a comment on it, which you will see it. Episode 87 of the Purple Project podcast weekly edition coming out later on. That I thought, well, I had a guess between this meet yesterday was either one or two meets for K-State. Turned out to be only one there, as the track team had 15 first place wins in the final meet before Big 12 Indoor Track and Field Championships there. Steve Miller Invitational yesterday as well. Obviously, Cliff Rivetto ahead of the track and field program and cross country programs as well. The list off quickly. I'm not going to do much of a deeper dive here because this all says it all right here. 15 first place wins for K-State in this meet yesterday at home. Tommy Hinthouse in the pole vault. Kyle Alcine in the high jump. Donovan Turner in the 60 meter hurdles. JB Sugar Burger in the mile run, 5 minutes and 2 seconds there. And that's not the tab I want to go back to that. Uriti Bickenskate, you've heard of this name before, in the 60-meter hurdles. Nathan Hassad in the 60 meters. Kendall Hortenhouse in the 400-meter dash. Coral Forcelles in the pole vault. Jessica Caraway in the 60 in the 600 meters, yeah, 16 in the 600 meter meters, yeah, I butchered that. Will Carroll also in the 600, Cassidy Johnson in the 800 meters, Hadley Spector also in the 800 meters, Kyle Johnston in the 1,000 meter run, Katie Kusnick in the 3,000 meter run, Jack Moore in the 3,000 men run as well. That right there is getting it done. And also in the women's pole vault, sophomore Reagan Hukill jumped 11 feet 9.75. She clinched second place in that, also personal best there, with first in the 1-2 finish in the women's weight throw, Monique Hardy, and sophomore Lacey Pavlak there. Hardy going back to her 74 feet 6.25, while Pavlak, her teammate, came in second place with a 58.525. There, right there. Kellyanne Stewart ran her personal best yesterday with a 5 minute 10 mark in the women's mile, right behind Schuffenberger as well. I might have butchered that. Madeline McCabe finished second, the sophomore in the women's 60 meter hurdles there with a time of 9.26. The men's mile, also with a personal best, he ran unattached. This name is I'm familiar with. I've seen him in the MRC Manhattan Running Company. Shout out. And we have seen each other, but never actually met. And he's a familiar name on Strava. Noah Stevenson, 4 minutes, 9 minutes in the mile there. Second place freshman Thomas Hazen, 4 minutes, 18 seconds, followed by junior Stephen Kale Hoffner, third with a 4 minute 21 second mile there. Yeah, Noah Stevenson, by the way, he did win that unattached as well there as well. And then there's other highlights there as well. Again, not going to go too much into that as well. If you're interested in finding more where your favorite Wildcat finish, you can go to kstatesports.com, click on the tab, and there are so many other good Wildcats there as well here. And I'm going to end this with the women's shot put there. Second place finisher, sophomore Grace Thompson, also had a personal best. 45 foot, 11.75 there. And in third place there, sophomore JC Schroeder, 44.425 there as well. And then also the men's shot put, might as well, sophomore Jackson Gibbon, led the way for the Cats in this department from Buckley, Washington. 50 feet, six, and that placed him fifth. Six and seventh went to Darius O'Connell and Matas Adamonis there. O'Connell, 49.20. That was personal best for him yesterday. Matias, 49.375 as well. Big successful Friday for the track and field squads yesterday in the Ahern Complex there. The next time, I believe the track and field will be competing, will be the Big 12 indoor. Yes, it doesn't say right here. We'll have more information on that in the upcoming week there as well. So, and don't forget, we'll stay tuned for more. Obviously, when this comes out, I believe K-State and Oklahoma State game, basketball game, should be coming to a close by there as well. So, I want to give you that as well. Successful 15 first place dubs for K-State track and field yesterday. The Purple Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, Apple, Audio Boom, and a few more outlets out there. You're a K-State fan, a K-State student. Continue to spread the word about the podcast as well. Big week coming up for the weekly edition of the podcast. Obviously, you will be seeing episode 87 coming out shortly. And first special guest of the Purple Project Podcast weekly next week. Go Cats, Eddie Greer III. That's going to do it for right now. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast.